Howard Air.
Hi, good morning. Is Howard in?
I'm sorry, you had the wrong number, sir.
I have Howard Air listed as the owner. Did somebody purchase the business or take over for him? Or?
No, this is Howard Air Services. No one purchased the business for the owner of this company.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no one by the name of Howard that works here.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I could speak with the owner. Is that person around?
You speaking to her. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, yeah. So, yeah, we had actually sent you guys a couple of financing offers based
What's
on
your
the...
name? What's
my name's name? Julian.
Okay.
Yeah, we had mailed your business a couple of offers based on the financing you guys did a couple of years ago with one of our partners. Looks like it was with a company called On Deck.
Yeah.
So I kind of just wanted to follow up with you guys for the fourth quarter. I don't know if you guys had a few minutes to look over the offer, but we have you pre-approved for a couple of different programs. Oh, okay, not a
problem. You send it to us through the mail, or you send
Correct.
It to us?
Direct mail. I have...
What's the name of your company?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, it's C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F.
What address are you sending that to?
I have 8615 Malin Drive.
Yeah.
Is that up to date?
Yeah, that is up to date.
Yeah, and what is your name again?
My name is Charlene.
Charlene? Pleasure to meet you, Charlene.
Pleasure.
Let me update the file here so we know you're the owner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you guys have any plans to bring on any new equipment, or do you have any needs for any cash flow, any big projects like that going on?
Not currently right now. Doesn't mean that we won't.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that we don't have it in the queue right now. But tell me a little bit about what you're offering to us, what you'd like to offer to us.
Yeah, so we have you guys pre-approved for working capital. It's unsecured cash, generally going to be short-term. Oftentimes it's up to 24 months. Most of my customers will do anywhere from like 9 to 18 months, I would say, on average. And you can basically use it for whatever you need for your business. You don't have to justify it or anything. Obviously, we want to help you guys grow. If you guys are looking to take on any like bigger projects, it might require some extra cash. Or if you guys are looking at equipment as well. The secured financing with equipment, typically it's going to be 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, offering pretty competitive rates too on the equipment side. Is there kind of like a time of year that I should check back with you that you guys look at equipment or?
The best time of the year is the beginning of the year.
Okay.
That's the actual best time of the year.
What's one of the beginning of the year?
What are your terms? You said it's a short payback.
You Correct.
Within 12 months?
So
are you paying this back every week? How does the payback terms work?
Yeah, we can set you up on different frequency of payments, daily, weekly, monthly. Most of our programs for first-time borrowers are like daily or weekly, but oftentimes you can, if you do prefer monthly, you can just make the payment up front at the beginning of the month. Did you have daily before?
I think we did have. I don't think we had daily. I think it was a weekly thing.
Weekly.
Mhm.
Did you like it or no?
No.
You prefer like monthly, right?
I'd rather do monthly. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Makes it easier on the. So it's weird because some people like the daily because it's smaller payments, so it's more manageable, I guess. But some people hate it too. So.
Yeah, I'm not really good with the daily or the weekly. I'd rather do a monthly thing. And move forward from that. You know what I mean? Then be able to do like a quarterly situation even. But monthly would definitely be my first preference.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can see what you can qualify for, and if that's something available to you, definitely we'll offer it. But like I said, even if you don't get approved for monthly, what you can do is make the payments at the beginning of the month, and that way you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the month.
What are the requirements for monthly?
Like as far as like deposits or credit requirements.
Right.
To be honest with you, we'd have to run your file to underwriting department, and they would take a look and let me know. I don't have all the exact requirements in front of me, because I don't work in the credit department. But if you did want to apply just to see what we can do for you, I can definitely take care of you. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time once we get the application info. What do you usually borrow working capital for? Just kind of general operational needs?
Just operational needs, yeah.
Gotcha.
Basically, I am looking into some larger contracts.
Oh, very nice.
So that's why I say probably the beginning part of the year. But I am looking into some larger contracts, and it will definitely come in handy around that time.
Okay, cool. Do you just kind of, you look at new business at the beginning of the year? Is that kind of why? Or is there like something that happens? Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do you have a working capital loan out right now?
Currently, no.
Okay. Gotcha. A lot of our programs are renewable too. I don't know if that's similar to a program that you had before. So like, say if you do a 12-month payback, you know, halfway into it, we can kind of look and see if you needed more cash, we can renew you. Basically, forgive the rest of the interest that you owe, and get you more cash, you know, oftentimes cheaper rate because you're a returning customer, and then more favorable payment options. Like, if, say, for example, if you get weekly the first time and then you want to get monthly the second time, it becomes a little bit easier. And then as far as the equipment as well, you know, we have you guys pre-approved for some of those programs. So if you're looking at new trucks or, you know, vans or anything like that, I can help you out in there as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, send it over to me, and then let me take a look at it.
Okay, Charlene. What's a good email address for you?
HowardAir@outlook.com.
Okay, I'm going to send you a quick email with my application info. Feel free to give me a call if anything comes up, but I'm going to set a reminder on my calendar to give you a call at the beginning of the year, January. Okay. That's okay.
Okay, no problem.
All right, cool. Pleasure chatting with you, Charlene. You take care. My pleasure.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.